AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There may be an answer coming into view to the question so many people have been asking. Why would the co-pilot of a passenger jet slam the plane into a mountain, killing everyone on board? Investigators in Germany have been going through the home of Andreas Lubitz, and they've discovered medical documents that indicate he may have been ill. Our David Rising is in Germany.
They say that these support their assessment that he was hiding an illness from his employer and from his colleagues. He even had a sick note where a doctor had excused him from work for the day of the crash. Now, they didn't say what the illness was that he was hiding, but there have been multiple reports in the German media that he had been treated for depression.
Lubitz crashed an airplane with 150 people on board into a French mountainside. Robert Oliver Calvo lost his son on that airplane.
I don't feel anger. I'm really sad for the father, the parents of that young pilot. I can't imagine what they're going through right now.
He says he's been told there is almost nothing left of the victims at the crash site. He was the top target of Republicans, at least a top target of Republicans. But Harry Reid, the leading Democrat in the Senate, is announcing this morning that he will not run for re-election. He's 75 years old and recently fell while exercising, suffering a lasting injury to his eye. But he says this is not about that.
The decision that I've made has absolutely nothing to do with my injury. It has nothing to do with my being minority leader. And it certainly has nothing to do with my ability to be re-elected.
He says instead he wants to focus on winning the Senate back for all Democrats. Firefighters in New York using high-powered water towers to try to put out pockets of fire at an apparent gas explosion yesterday in Manhattan. This is AP Radio News. The feds are turning up the heat on auto dealers. Our Ed Donahue's in Washington with this report.
The Federal Trade Commission is leading the investigation. They turned up fake odometer readings, false ads, and deceptive loans. The result? More than 250 enforcement actions and more than $2 million in consumer refunds and fees. Three dealerships agreed to settle charges. Their ads did not disclose relevant terms on options, such as required down payment. In the end, the FTC says any value of the offer was canceled out by fine print disclaimers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Imagine zipping along the highway on your motorcycle when the rear wheel starts to come loose. It happened to a guy in Spain last summer, and BMW wants to make sure it doesn't happen again. It is recalling thousands of motorcycles because the rim that holds the rear wheel can crack if the bolts are too tight. The rider and the passenger on that bike in Spain are okay. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.